A trustworthy name. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 12. When true religion is ready to die out among the wealthy, it finds a home among the poor of this world, rich in faith. The Lord has even now his faithful remnant. Am I one of them? Perhaps it is because men are afflicted and poor that they learn to trust in the name of the Lord. He that hath no money must try what he can do on trust. He whose own name is good for nothing in his own esteem acts wisely to rest in another name, even that best of names, the name of Jehovah. God wilt always have a trusting people, and these will be an afflicted and poor people. Little as the world thinks of them, their being left in the midst of a nation is the channel of untold blessings to it. Here we have the conserving salt which keeps in check the corruption which is in the world through lust. Again, the question comes home to each one of us. Am I one of them? Am I afflicted by the sin within me and around me? Am I poor in spirit, poor spiritually in my own judgment? Do I trust in the Lord? This is the main business. Jesus reveals the name, the character, the person of God. Am I trusting in him? If so, I am left in this world for a purpose. Lord, help me to fulfill it.